Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something really exciting, actually. Online learning for young people. I mean, think about the flexibility, right? Access to amazing teaching, no matter where you are. It's a huge deal, especially maybe for home educating families. So our mission today is to unpack an article called The Art of Effective Online Learning for Young People. Basically, we want to pull out what really makes these virtual classes work well beyond just the theory. Think of this as the quick version. You get the core insights without needing to read the whole thing.
Yeah, and the article helpfully breaks it down into five key reasons. So we're going to walk through each of those.
Okay, great. Let's kick things off with number one. Online learning needs to feel human. This isn't about just, you know, pressing play on a video. It's about a real person teaching, live interaction, maybe a bit of humor, tutors remembering names, making space for kids to actually chip in.
Exactly. And that human connection is, well, it's foundational, isn't it? Because when you're online, you lose all those physical cues. Mm. So those little human touches, they actually get amplified. They fight that kind of screen drain, create a feeling of presence. It means the sessions need to be designed quite carefully. Mm-hmm. You know, the tutor has to be really present, responsive, engaging, not just letting it become a free-for-all.
Right. That makes total sense. So if the human bit grounds it, what's next? The article talks about structure they can rely on, creating a sort of predictable, safe space to learn. Not boring, but like a clear rhythm. Maybe starting with a hello, then the main task, ending with a wrap-up or reflection.
Mm-hmm. Precisely. And yeah. Connecting that to the bigger picture, young people really do thrive when they know what to expect. It's not about being rigid. It's about building their confidence. They can relax and engage more fully if they understand the flow,
yeah.
The purpose of it all. It leads to deeper learning, really.
Okay, and then the third point, which feels really important. It has to be interactive, not passive. So great online learning isn't just watching someone talk. It's about doing things, like maybe annotating a poem together on screen or tackling a science puzzle, throwing out ideas, using the chat. You know, active stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings up a key question, doesn't it? How do you make sure everyone gets involved? Because you'll have quieter kids and chattier kids. The article stresses designing it, so there are different ways to participate. Maybe using private chat for a quick check-in while a group task is happening, you know. Little micro-interventions that don't stop the flow for everyone else. Everyone needs a comfortable way in.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. Okay, point four, and this one really struck me, with challenge with support. So a good session pushes their thinking, makes them stretch a bit, but crucially, it doesn't leave them feeling totally lost or overwhelmed. It might be asking tough questions or offering different ways into a task or just giving them space to grapple with something tricky, knowing the tutor's right there to help guide them.
Yeah, and the takeaway there is it's so much more than just like delivering information. It's about nurturing this feeling that they can do it, making them feel capable, curious, and genuinely supported. They need to feel safe enough to actually take on the challenge.
That's really powerful. And it leads perfectly into the fifth and final reason, real relationships. Consistency seems key here. When students keep coming back to the same group, the same tutor, week after week, something important builds up. Trust, right? A sense of belonging.
Absolutely. If we sort of zoom out a bit, it's those relationships, tutor, student, 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 that really elevate the whole thing. It stops being just online learning and starts feeling properly connected, especially online, where you don't have all the nonverbal cues. That consistency becomes even more vital. It encourages them to participate more fully, maybe take a few more risks with their thinking. It's who you're learning with, not just what.
So wrapping this up for you listening, effective online learning really seems to boil down to these key things. Make it human, give it structure, make it interactive, challenge with support, and build those real relationships.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a final thought for you to take away. How could these principles, connection, structure, participation, support, relationships, how could they apply beyond just online classes for kids, maybe in other learning situations you're in?
Yeah.
Or even how your team works together. What part of this stands out most to you?